This morning, a promising option for treating the sickest coronavirus patients. With President Trump's urging, the FDA appears poised to approve the use of remdesivir, an antiviral that has shown positive signs during clinical trials led by the NIH.
It is a medicine that prevents the virus from growing.
What it is proven is that a drug can block this virus.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's lead infectious disease expert, saying there is clear-cut evidence it works.
We think it's really opening the door to the fact that we now have the capability of treating, and I can guarantee you, as more people, more companies, more investigators get involved, it's going to get better and better.
The NIH trial involved nearly 1,100 patients worldwide. So far, remdesivir has accelerated median recovery times from 15 to 11 days. And at 8%, the mortality rate is lower than the 11.6% for those who received a placebo.
This is remdesivir versus placebo.
Leading the charge for the global trial, Emory University Hospital, which had more patients than any other site. We've been in contact for several weeks with the top researcher there, Dr. Anish Mehta.
We've now found that remdesivir has a significant effect, and so we do want to make sure that we offer it to all the patients that would qualify and would get benefit from it.
It's important to note remdesivir is not for everybody. It's for the sickest of the sick in the hospital ICU. It's only treatable or usable, I should say, in an IV form. You're not going to see this in a pill form at the local pharmacy. The NIH says its study still needs to be peer-reviewed. Gilead Sciences is ramping up production of the med. And now researchers want to know how effective it is in combination with other drugs, and might that be even more helpful?